Well, congratulations, a gold medal around your neck. We spoke in Glasgow and you're a bit disappointed. What are your emotions this afternoon?
I'm happier than I was then, but there's still the disappointment because, as I spoke, told you then, I was aiming for that 75 to get a spot at the world indoor team, and I haven't quite managed it. But that said, this is my first ever British title. I've never had the senior gold medal around my neck, so I'm delighted with that. And it was an indoor PB, and so to be progressing and improving, I can only see that as a positive. That's a good thing. To be able to beat high caliber athletes like Lorraine Ugan, even if, you know, it wasn't when she was at her best jumping, that's still a win under my belt, and that's something that I'm proud of.
Is that the measure of where you want to be as an athlete, that you have a gold medal around your neck, you're a British indoor champion, but you still go away and think, must do better?
Yeah, and I think that's the attitude everyone should take always. You know, I never think you should look at competition and go, job done. There's always something that can be improved, and I think at the moment, while I'm not making teams, that's a big glaring can be improved. That's a big thing to look at and go, okay, I need to work on this, because it's no... I was going to say it's no good winning. It is good winning, but if you can't make the teams that take you further, then, you know, the journey stops here. And I didn't want that. I didn't want this to be the end of my indoor season, but it now will be. I'll now go back and work hard. I'll get back to training. But I'd have liked to have had that bit more experience at senior level, world-class international.
How important is it that there's this group of British long jumpers coming through, of which you're a part of?
I think it's amazing for us. It pushes the standards up. It means that good isn't good enough. You have to be brilliant. And I think that's an amazing thing for this event in the country. It means that we're going to have higher quality athletes, because otherwise you've got no choice, you've got no chance of making a team. If you don't jump further, then you're going to get lost in the wayside. You know, it's never going to happen. So I think it's really important for us in terms of quality, and it means that we could be sending, you know, in the summer, three world-class athletes in one event, and that's incredible.
And back to Sheffield, obviously, where you went to university. Let's finish on a real upbeat note. What does it feel like to be British champion?
Amazing. I'm hoping I'll be able to feel it again. It's wonderful to feel it for the first time.
Well done.
Thank you.